We begin the current daf Masechet Nazir, daf Nun Hei. Begin on the top line of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. Now, as we mentioned in our Mishnah, in contrast with the Mishnah before that, that although there are certain things that could make a person Tomei, however, they will not require the Nazir to be Seiser all the days that he counted, and to have to cut his hair, and to have to bring Karbanis. There are certain things, as we said in the Mishnah, either because they're because of doubt, or the because only rabbinically mandated, or because it's not included in the halacha Moshe Messina of the halachas of Nazir. But be that as it may, although they create Tumah, but the Nazir is not going to have to start over his whole Naziris, although the Pasuk says when the Nazir becomes Tameh, he has to start over his Naziris. Now, one of the cases was Eretz Ha'amim. If someone goes out of Eretz Yisrael into the lands of other nations, then he becomes Tameh. Now, as we explained, since it's only rabbinically a Tameh, so therefore, although he becomes Tameh, but it doesn't require him to have to start over his Naziris. It's not Seisah's Naziris. Now, the Gemara had a question regarding this Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim. What is the source of the Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim? Why is it, rabbinically, when someone goes there, he becomes Tameh? So one interpretation is because of Gusha, because of the ground. That is because the rabbis were concerned that outside of Eretz Yisrael, they're not careful to clearly mark where the graves are. So wherever you go, you might be going over a grave and you're going to be contracting a Tumah from a mess. Or it's actually nothing to do with that. And actually, even if you don't create an oil, even if you don't go over where possibly are graves, where the whole reason why you're going over is that is so you're creating an oil, which that's one way of tumas oil, either it's on, over you or you over it, or you're both in the same oil. So even if you're not, how, as we said in the previous daf, if let's say you're going in an enclosed wagon where there's a chatzitza, it separates, it's considered its own oil, its own area where it's therefore you're not considered in the same oil or being oil over the mess. Even so, there's the other pin that says Mishum Avir Gaz Rabbanan, which means that because of the airspace, which, as we explained, nothing to do with because of graves, just because the rabbis didn't want they wanted to discourage people from leaving Eretz Yisrael, they said if you go there, you're going to have Tumas Eretz Am. So that was the question, what is it? Are you going to become Tameh only if you are having Gush, which means to say that you're at least going to be Ma'el, you're going to be leaning over the ground of Eretz Ha'amim, and therefore you might be leaning over a grave, and that the Tumah goes straight up, and you'll be contracting Tumah's mess? Or is it nothing to do with that, even if you're not even being an oil? You're not leaning over the ground. How so when there's a chatzitza, when you're in a closed area, like an oil that separates between you and the ground, still you'll be Tumah because of the Aver, just being the ear space of Eretz Ha'amim. So the Gemara continues the discussion. They tried to bring a raya to this question. Now the Gemara says, Lema Ketanoi. Actually, let's say this question, if it's because of Gush or Aver, we could prove that it's actually Machlokes Tanoim. As the Braisa says, Hanichnes la'eretz ha'amim, if someone enters into the lands of the nations, Beshida tevo midl, either in a carriage or in a box or in a closet, so we have Machlokes. Rebbe Mitame, he says that you'll become Tame. Rebbe Yisrael Behuda Mitar, he says that no, you're going to be Tar. So says the Gemara, my love, isn't this what they're arguing about? Rebbe that holds that it's going to be Mitame is because Sav Mishum Avira. He holds that, yes, although when you're in the box, it separates from between you and the ground beneath you in the lands out of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not the gush, it's the average, just being in the airspace, and you're in the airspace, you're not getting from the ground up, but you're in the airspace, and therefore you're going to become Tami. Rabbi Yehuda, Sav Mishum Gusha, he that he says you're going to be Tari, holds that, no, the whole Tumas of Eretz Amim is only because of the ground, and if you're being oil over it, but since you have this box that you're in, or this closet, or this carriage that's separating between you and it, so it's being mafsig, that's why you're going to be tar. So seemingly it's a machlokes tanaim. Says Gemara Loi. No, not necessarily. That I could really tell you that it would be either or, and not necessarily that this is what they're arguing about. The Kulam Mishum Gush, I could tell you that actually everyone holds that the Tumas of Eretz Amim is because of the ground. We're that because of the graves that are there, which are not clearly marked. But Marsav, Rabbi Yisrud, holds oil, Zorik, which literally translates as a thrown tent, which means to say a moving contained area where, let's say, if people are carrying it or an animal is carrying it, or in our days where one could have something that's actually being projected by itself, when you have an oil Zorik, although an oil generally is considered a separate area and it's being mafsik, but when it's, and so Rabbi Yisrud holds that Shmei oil, even when it's moving, still, it's considered an oil, although it's in motion, and therefore, since he holds that it's an oil, so it's going to be mafsig, and that's why it's going to be tar. But Umar, but Rebbe that holds that's tamei, it's not because he holds because of avira, he holds because of gush. But Sabra, he holds loishmei oil. He holds that a moving area, enclosed area, is not considered its own oil to create a chatzitza in front of Tum. And essentially, it's like the person is going on the ground itself because it doesn't have an oil separating. An oil is a tent, is a home, is enclosed area that's stationary. If it's moving, he holds it doesn't have the status of an oil, and that's why it's not going to be chatzitz. And therefore, we could say that really Aaron holds it because of Gusha, but Rebbe is going to hold you're going to be tar because oil zark is loishmei oil. Now, on that the Gemara is about Tanya. We learned the Braisa. You just said that the reason of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is that it's because of Gush, but he holds that oil zark is shmei oil, so it's still going to be considered oil to be mafsik. And that asked the Gemara. We learned the Braisa. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, Teva shehi malei kelim. If you have a box full with utensils, vessels, uzraka pnei ames. Now you take this box full of utensils and you throw it over the surface of a corpse. It goes over the airspace of a corpse. Where the gears that we have is be'oil in the tent, where according to the gears of Tais and Rush, that's not necessary, that's not the primary point. Even if it's not in the same tent, it's actually creating its own oil when it goes over the surface of the corpse. So on that says Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Temeya, that the box with the kelim inside, the kelim inside are going to become tummy. Why? Because it's an oil zarek, it's a projected oil, meaning the box is its own area, but it's in motion. So therefore, it's not considered an oil to be mafsik between the mess below and the kelim inside the box. But vim ha'isim munachas, if the box was stationary, if it stayed in one place, then tahira, then even though it's directly on top of the mess, the kelim inside are going to be tar, because since it didn't move from where it is, so then it's oil kavua. But one thing the Gemara says, what we see is that obviously an oil zarek is loishmei oil contributes behuda. How could you have interpreted in the previous brisa that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds that you're going to be tar, because even though that you have the gush, but it's oil zarek, but he holds oil zarek is shmei oil, it could be masik. Here we have clearly a brisa that he says that when it's being zarek, in contrast to when it's stationary, it's not shmei oil, and there is not going to be masik, and that the kelim will become tamei. So on that, the Gemara says, Ella, you're right. The kula alma shema vira, the way we're able to be Doicha and reject to say that it's necessarily machlokes anoyim of aver and gush. So we said everyone holds his gush. Now the Gemara says you're right. No, we could say that everyone holds actually that the tum of Eretz Amim is because of the ear space. And truthfully, as we just brought from this last brisa, that Rabbi Yisrael holds that oil zarek is loishmei oil. It's not considered an oil, and that's where the kelim inside will become tummy when it's in motion over the mess. But still, Umar Savar, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds, Kivin Deloy Shchicha, since it's not common for somebody, and we're going back to the first Braisa, we wanted to know, what are they arguing about? So we thought they're arguing about, is it Gush or is it Aver? If you hold Aver like Rebbe, then it's Tamei. If you hold Gush like Yisrael Yehuda, then it's going to be Tahar. So that was saying that no, everyone holds that it's because of the Aver. If it's the Aver, then seemingly you should always become Tamei. Because even if the box or the closet is separating between you and the ground, but you're still in the airspace, basically who the holds you're going to be tar for a different reason. And you're right, oil zark is loy shmei oil. It's not being mafsik for anything, and plus that wouldn't help anything regards to the conceptualization of avira, of being in the airspace, but it's just because it holds it's not normal for a person to be traveling in other lands in a carriage or a box or a closet. So loy gazdu bei rabbanan, that's a general halachic concept. When it's called milsad lo yishchicha, something that's not common, like gozer be'rabbanan, in all areas of halacha, that wasn't included in the framework of what they were decreeing on. They only decreed on things that were common. So since it's not common, so their rabbinic decree saying that you become tummy when you're in Eretz Amim, which especially we hold that it's because of avira, is not based on any real concerns of tuma. It's just because they wanted to discourage people from going in Eretz Amim. So things that are normal travel, they said that that's going to create the tuma. Unnatural ways, things that are not so common, like Shade the Teva Migdal, which was the case that they were recorded on the top of this Amid, is not common, and therefore that's where Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds you're going to be tar. But Amar Sava, Rabbi held that Avagav Leishchicha, even though it's not common, because the Berabban, still the rabbis, made the decree they don't want anyone going out of Eretz Amim in any way, and that's why he held it's going to be Tamim. Vatanya, and similarly, we learned in the Braisa, like we just gave this answer. The Braisa says, Anichnis LaEretz Amim, B'shid the Teva Migdal. If someone goes to lands out of Eretz Yisrael, either in this carriage, a box, or a closet, so tar is going to be tar. Whereas, Bekarin, if he goes in a wagon, Ubisvino, or in a ship, Ubiskaria, or in a large ship, which has a mast, and it's just called that type of a ship because of the mass that it has. So tummy, then actually the person is going to be tummy. So what you see from this price that's supporting the answer we just gave is that obviously there is a manda oma that holds that you will become tummy when you're traveling out of Eretz Yisrael in normative ways, like in a wagon or in the ship. Now the reason why you're going to become tummy is because they're oil zarek, they're moving. And yes, oil zarek is loy shmei oil, the way we prove Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds. Yet still we see, like we're trying to answer for Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, if you're traveling in the Shida, Teva, Umigdal, that you're going to be Tahar, obviously it's because it's a Misad Leshchicha, it's not a common way of traveling, and that's why you're going to be Tahar. Which is similar, which is exactly the way we're trying to interpret Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's interpretation from these two brachos that we brought, that yes, he holds oil zarek is loy shmei oil, but still, you're going to be Tahar, where then either way, whether you hold this because Gush or Aver, if you hold oil zarek lishmei oil, you're going to be Tomei if you're going in any mode of transportation in motion, because either in the airspace or even the ground below, the oil zarek is lishmei oil, it's not being mafsik, it's not being chaitz between you and the ground below. So that's why by a regular travel, wagon, ship, you will become Tomei, but still you'll be Tahar, but Shida Teva Migdal, again, that's for a different reason, that's because it's the Milsa, Leishchicha, and Legaza Barabban. So that's one way the Gemara rejects the proof to say it's a Machlokes Tanoim. We could say that not really, everyone holds it because of Avira, and their argument is specific to Shida Teva Migdal. Or the Gemara says, that truthfully we could say, in interpretation of the first Braisa, that it's not a Machlokes Tanoim, but rather that everyone holds, as we had attempted to say the first time, that it's actually the Tum is because of Gusha, because of the ground. And moreover, everyone holds, El Zarek is Shmei Oil. So that's why Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda makes sense in the first Braisa, we'll shortly address the second Braisa, in the first Braisa that he holds that you're going to be Tar, because since even though it's in motion, but it's still an oil, so that's why it's going to be Mavsik, and that's why you're going to be Tar. Now, so then if everyone holds it because of Gush, and everyone holds that oil zarek is Shmei oil, so then why does Rebbe hold in that first case that you're going to be Tamei? That's because, Hacha, in this case, Shmei Yitzi Reishav Rubei L'Sham Peligi, their Machlikis was regarding, are we concerned if the person inside the carriage or the box is going to stick his head and the majority of his body out of the box, and then he's going to be leaning over the Gush, which is the graves that are there, and then he's going to become Tamei. Because of that concern, Rebbe held that even if you're going in the box, you will be tummy because we're concerned you're going to stick out. But Tanya, this is how we learned in the Braisa. The Rebbe Yehuda Omer, he says, "Anechdes la'eretz am b'shida teva meidel," which is the same case as the Braisa that we're discussing, the first Braisa. If someone goes to Eretz Amim in a box or in a closet or in a carriage, he's going to be tahar, but he says here a little bit, a few more words, which illustrates this machleik is the way we're defining it now. Achayotzi l'sham reishai arubai. Until you stick out your head or the majority of your body, which then you're going to contract tumah. So we see that that was the debate between Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda that really everyone holds in the second answer that it's because of gush. And moreover, oil zarek shmei oil. So that's why Rebbe Yehuda says yitar. Why does Rebbe hold that you're going to be tumah? It's because he's concerned that you're really going to stick your head out. So therefore, we consider you tumah ready. Rebbe Yehuda holds that no, you're going to be tar until you actually do that, and then you'll be tummy. So again, therefore, it's no proof that it's a machlekes tanoim. We could say either both hold that it's because of avira, and the machlekes is regarding milsa leishchicha, or because everyone holds it's because of gush, and the machlekes is, are we concerned if you're going to stick your head or the majority of your body out? Now, the Mefarish, which is the Pirish Rashi here, Masechtas Nazir, he addresses this last Gemara's Teretz, that the problem is that the second Braisa we brought, and that's why we fell off the first time we tried saying that everyone holds it because of Gusha, we brought a second Braisa, basically we just said that if you throw a box filled with Kalim over a mess, it's going to be Tummy. So how could this second Teretz say that everyone holds it because of Gush, and everyone also holds the Ozark Ishmei Ayil? So that's why Rabbi Yisrael made sense that it's going to be Tahar. It's only Rebbe that we have to explain because he's concerned you're going to stick over. But we had clearly a braisa that said, and that's why we retracted and said that must be Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is coming as because of Avira, that said that if you throw a box with Kalim over, which is El Zarek, which seemingly you're saying Ishmei Oil, yet still he says that the Kalim and Tzai are going to become Tummy. So on that the Mefarish explains, it's not because that he holds El Zarek Lav Shmei Oil, because as we're coming out in the second Teretz, he holds El Zarek, and so does Rebbe hold El Zarek Ishmei Oil. It's just because if you're throwing a box with Kalim, what happens is, we don't consider it anymore as an oil. An oil zark is a shmei oil, which means to say something that's carrying a person in a carriage, it's an oil, and therefore it's going to be mafsik. But when you're throwing a box full with kalim, we don't consider it oil anymore, we consider it now a kli. And that's why now that it's a kli, so now it's not going to be mafsik between the tumah and the kalim inside. But truthfully, when you have a bona fide oil, like in the case of Shida Teva Migdal, then even when it's zarek, it will be shmei oil. Now the Gemara continues explaining from our Mishnah. We said, regarding all those items in our Mishnah, although that you become tameh, however, it's not going to be seiser your nazirus, and you're not going to have to be cut off your hair, and you're not going to have to bring a carbon. But it said, umaschil umayna, that you start and you begin counting right away, meaning when you become tahar, then you don't count the days that you had been tameh. Or, for example, in the case that we're going to be discussing in the Gemara right now, let's say you had tzaras, which we said that tzaras is, you have certain halachas of tumah, and however, it's not going to be saisi in naziris, not going to have to bring the carbon of naziris, not going to have to cut off the hair because of naziris, but as indicative of the words of aschal ma'in miyad, that you resume your count that you had been counting before then, but the days of the tzaras, and so to all those other things we mentioned in the Mishnah, that you had been tameh, you don't count those days, but you resume exactly where you had left off before you had contracted that tumah, that tzaras, and so on. Now, on this halacha, specifically relating to tzaras, Amar Rav Chisda says, lo yishanu, we didn't learn, which was one of the cases mentioned, two of the cases mentioned in the Mishnah, that we said regarding Yimei Gomrei and Yimei Sifrei. We said regarding the days of when the Mitzayra, when we have concluded that he's a Mitzayra, and he has to count his days of Tzaras, which that's called Yimei Gomrei. And then there's Yimei Sifrei. When the Fa'alim becomes Tahar, there's a period of 7 days, a certain amount of time that he has to go through till he becomes full-fledged Tahar, although the Tzaras is not there anymore. He has to count a certain amount of days. That's called Yimei Sifrei. We said that those days are a certain level of Tumah, but they're not Seisis and Zeris, but you don't count those days towards his Zeris. So let's say on day 10, for example, he became a Mitzayra, so he has a 30-day Naziris. So from day 10, let's say it takes him whatever amount of time till he gets undone, that amount of time is not going to be counted towards his Naziris. It's just static. Then when he finally is done with that process of Yimei Gomrei and Yimei Sifrei, then he can go back to day 10 and start counting 11, 12, 13, and so on. So that Rav Chisda explains, we didn't learn this, Ela b'Naziris Mu'atis, only in what's called the minimum Naziris, which is the generic Naziris of a 30-day Naziris. And in that Naziris that he had taken, he had become a Mitzayra. Now, the reason why over there we're saying that you're not going to be able to count your days of Naziris, either your days of Tzaras, towards your Naziris, is for a very simple logistical reason, is because when you finish your Tzaras and you become healed, the Mitzayra has to cut off all his body hair. Now, after that cutting of the hair, he has to anyway count a Naziris that he'll have hair that's fit to be cut off, which the Gemara elsewhere says, halach of gidol sar, there has to be enough hair on the Naziris, on the Nazir, when he finishes Naziris, of a 30 days worth of hair. So, it says Rav Chisda, when we said that the days of your Mitzayra is not going to count towards your Naziris, was a 30-day Naziris. Now, even if you became a Mitzayra on day one, so even if it would be counting your days of Tzaras, it wouldn't help, because when you finish your Tzaras, you have to cut off your hair. Now, if you cut off your hair, you're going to have to count 30 days anyway. So if let's say you became a Mitzayra on day one, so that's when we're saying that we can't count it, because you're going to have to anyways count 30 days of hair growth, which you don't have from when you finish your Tzaras. Avol, says Rav Chisda, but b'Naziris Merubah, when you take a longer period of Naziris, where after you finish your Tzaras, there's still going to be left 30 days of your Naziris, which you're going to have a hair growth. So let's say you took a 500-day Naziris. And then let's say on day 100, you become a Mitzayra. So then let's say no matter how much time it takes, let's say it takes you even 100 days to be done with your Tzaras. So you'll still have, after that, another 300 days left to your Naziris. You'll have 30 days of hair growth. You'll have much more than that. So then, says Rav Chisda, mislik na misalkamle. Then actually, in such a case, the days of your Tzaras, those, let's say, 100 days that you were Mitzayra until you were finally done with it, will actually count towards your Naziris. The whole halacha of our Mishnah is saying, for regarding the cases of Mitzayra, of Yimei Gomrei, Yimei Sifrei, that's not going to count, it's only because Tumat, a Naziris Mu'atis. So that's more of a practical reason why it's not going to work, because even if on day one, we can't count your days of Nazirs, because either way, you're going to have, when you cut your hair, you're going to have to count 30 days again. So that's why it can't be counted towards it. Now, that must be Rav Shravia. Rav Shravia asks on this interpretation of Rav Chisda from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, which recorded some of those words in the beginning of our Gemara, but there's more words that will make it challenging for Rav Chisda. The Mishnah said, as we said, Maschil Umayid Miyad. So regarding all those cases, which include, and we're focusing primarily on Halacha of Mitzayra, that when you finish your Tzaras, then you go back and you start counting and resuming where you left off before you had your Tzaras. Moreover, says the Mishnah, Ve'in Mevatl Behenes HaKoyimin. It also does not nullify, does not erase the days that you had counted beforehand, meaning although the previous Mishnah said regarding Tumas Mes, that then no matter how much time you counted, when you become Tumah, you have to erase and start over from the beginning. Here you don't have to start over from the beginning. Now that asks Rav Shravia Bimai, what is the case that our Mishnah is talking about? And that is Ilema ben Naziris Mu'atis, if it's talking about the minimum Naziris, that of a 30-day Naziris. Now that's difficult. What does the Mishnah mean when it says that it's not Seisr Es HaKoyimin? It is Seisr Es HaKoyimin. Because Kaboyi Gidol Sayer, you need to have the hair growth as we continue on Tamid Beis, after you cut your hair for your Tzaras, no matter what day you were on when you started counting your Naziris, if you have a 30-day Naziris and became Mitzayra, let's say even day two or day one, whatever it is, so then when you're done your Tzaras, so, okay, even if we're not counting that amount of time, but it's actually going to be Seiser that 2 days that you had counted. Why? Because when you cut off your hair after you finish with your Tzaras, then you need to have a 30 days growth of hair. And if you are on day two, you can't start resuming counting 3, 4, 5, and so on. You have to be Seiser as a Kaidman because you're not going to have a 30 days hair of growth. You'll have 28 days hair, growth of hair, but you need to have 30 days growth. So obviously, as says Rav Shravia, our mission that says that it's not being Seiser as a Kaidman can't be told by the Naziris Mu'atis. So Elalav, Benaziris Meruba, obviously our mission is talking about when it's a longer Naziris. And yet, and still we learn in the Mishnah that you only go back, that you go back and you start resuming where you left off. Now, what that means to say is that it's just not Mevatel Es HaKoyimin. But regarding where you had left off, that's where you continue. But what we see is that even by Naziris Meruba, it's not Oilenoi. Many Rav Chisda said when you have a Naziris Meruba, a long Naziris, which we're proving that's the case in the Mishnah, he said, look, then even the days of Naziris will, of Tzaras will count towards your Naziris. The whole reason why he says it doesn't count towards it is because then you're not going to have a 30 days here of growth of here. But ask Rav Shravia, then what do you do with our Mishnah? Because there's more words there. It says it's not Seisr Es HaKoyimin. Now, by Naziris Mu'atas, it will be Seisr Es HaKoyimin by 30 days, which whatever day it is that you became Mitzara, you know, whatever amount you counted will have to be erased. Because you're going to have anyways 30 days post that haircut. So obviously he's talking about that there's a long in Naziris. A long in Naziris. And still the Mishnah is saying that it's just not Seisr Es HaKoyimin, but the amount of days that you had your Tzaras is not counted towards it. You said, Rav Chisda, that it would be counted even towards it, because even when you're cutting your hair, you'll still have 30 days after. So on that thing when it says, Hu Moisav Lahu Behu Mefarakal, Rav Shravi asked the question and he gave the answer of Rav Chisda, why it's not difficult. He explains that our Mishnah is talking about Naziris Bas Chamishim Yoim, which again, as Tesis explains, not specifically this case, but this would be a way of illustrating what type of a case our Mishnah is talking about, why it's not difficult for Rav Chisda. So we're talking about a Naziris of 50 days Naziris, where the Yosef Esrin, where he had already counted 20 days of Naziris, and then on day 20, Vesyal de Beit Tzaras. That's when he developed his Tzaras. Now, when Rav Chisda said that his halacha of Naziris Mu'etes, what he was saying was, when he said the words, Loishonu Ela Benazir Mu'etes, he didn't mean that it's a complete, the whole Naziris itself is a 30 days Naziris. He meant that if when you started your days of Naziris, and then you became a Mitzayra, that all is left from your Naziris. When you become Mitzayra is a Naziris Mu'etes, is 30 days. Now, where there the halacha is that a Nazir is not less than 30 days, that's where, which again is how we explain the case of our Mishnah, where when you developed your Tzaras, you had 30 days left. It wasn't in total on the Naziris Mu'atis. Chisda was saying, when he says his halacha of Leishanu, we didn't learn the halacha of our Mishnah, Elam and Naziris Mu'atis, He meant when there's only 30 days left. Then Migalech Tzeratoi V'hadu Yosef Klosin Yemi Dinaza. That's where you cut your hair because of your tzaras, and then you keep the remaining 30 days of your Naziris, which is to complete the Naziris. The Ha Isle Gidol Sar, because then is actually that you have a growth of hair. Now, that's why our Mishnah is saying in such a case that, A, first of all, it's not going to be Seis HaZakaidman, which we had asked, according to Rav Chisda. What do you mean, not Seis HaZakaidman? Naziris Mu'etis? It has to be Seis HaZakaidman. And that was saying, no, Rav Chisda didn't mean a Naziris Mu'etis in general. Of course, if you take a 30-day Naziris, no matter what day you cut your hair, you're going to have to start over everything, because that's 30 days that you need to have a growth of hair. So, yeah, that's not what Rav Chisda was talking about. And that's not what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah is talking about that there's 30 days left for when you develop your tzaras, and that was saying that it's not going to be Seis HaZakaidman, but it also cannot count towards it because you need to have the growth of the hair. So it gets stopped when you're stopping on day 20 and there's 30 days left, you can't count anymore. The reason why you can't count anymore is because every day you'd be counting would be taking a day away from the 30 days growth of hair. So it's not Seis HaZakaidman, but you can't count it towards. But what Rav Chisda was being mechadish was when he what he calls a Naziris Meruba means to say that there's Naziris Meruba even when you develop your tzaras. For example, if let's say he took a neder of Naziris of 80 days, and like the case of a Mishnah, after 20 days, he got a nega of tzaras. And then he becomes tahar, and he cuts his hair after 30 days for his nega, then actually those 30 days of tzaras will count towards his Naziris. Why? Because since here, he has, after his tzaras is over, still another 30 days left for his Naziris. That's enough time for the Gidol Sar, for the growth of hair, of 30 days. Or, as the Rosh explained, sometimes it could be that some of his days would count towards it and some not, depending on how long the tzaras was prolonged, depending how much time you'll have left for your Naziris. But therefore, that's how Rav Shravia answers his question. He says that there's really three types of cases. There's a Naziris Mu'etis, meaning that in totality it's only 30 days. There, Rav Chisda wouldn't disagree. Of course, the halacha would be that it would be even Seis HaZakaidman, because you need to have all 30 days. Then there's what Rav Chisda is calling Naziris Mu'etis, which is the case of the Mishnah, which is that, let's say you took a 50-day Naziris, and on day 20 is when you became Tameh, is when you became became a Metzera, then there's only Naziris Mu'etis left. There, you can't count that time towards his Naziris, because even if conceptually you could, but you can't, because you need to have that 30 days that's left for the growth of here. So tzaras, as we said in the Mishnah, is not Seis HaZakaidman. And moreover, when you cut your hair, you'll still have 30 days left. But, says Rav Chisda, when you have, let's say, 80-day Naziris, 100-day Naziris, and on day 20 you get your tzaras, even if in 30 days you're Metzera, but you still have 30 days left. Afterwards, then, says Rav Chisda, that then actually, even those 30 days of the tzaras, since it's not Seis HaZakaidman Naziris, so moreover, he says it actually would count even towards your days of Naziris, because the way he conceptualizes the halach of our Mishnah that says that it won't be counted towards is only because it's talking about the case of Naziris Mu'etis that's left, where you need to have it just for a practical reason of the Gidol Sar. But in the case where it's Naziris Merubah, that you don't need it for the Gidol Sar, it actually will count towards your Naziris.